Good evening. Welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, and tonight I am joined by Lynn Gillespie from The Living Farm here in Paonia. Good evening, Lynn.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you here. I'm really excited to talk about what you have going on because you have longtime roots in this valley, you and your family.
Yes, we do. Great-grandpa moved in 1938.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah. We're coming up on maybe a 100-year anniversary not too long.
Yeah. Not too far.
Mm-hmm. So you're just right outside of Paonia on one of the mesas here, and you're not just an organic gardener. You're an organic farmer, and you've been doing organic since before organic was even a catchphrase.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just the way that you've lived.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So farming, gardening, and when I say farming, you've got the whole loop up there. You've got...
We grow hay and some small grains and the animals.
Yep, and the animals. One of the things I noticed, you've got a great website, which is thelivingfarm.org, which everybody can check that out. But one of the things that you mentioned is you believe in nourishing the soil. The soil nourishes the plants, and then the plants feed the animals. So,
and that includes us.
Yes, that includes us, exactly. All right. 527-486-8866, KVNF Now. Those are the numbers you can call. Lynn has so much experience, and we're going to be talking about that and how you can connect with her on that. But you can ask her a question tonight as well, and Adam is here to help field your phone calls. All right, The Living Farm. Boy, I'm going to start with the gardening part of it, which is all of the greens. And you pretty much grow all year round.
Yes, we do produce 50 weeks out of the year is our CSA. And we just take 2 weeks off at Christmas time.
Wow, that's a busy garden farm up there. Yeah. And how do you do that? What kind of buildings and systems do you have that allow you to extend that growing season pretty much all year?
We have 9,000 square feet of greenhouses. We have 11,000 square feet of outdoor gardens. So we also grow like tomatoes, cucumbers, strawberries. I mean, the whole range of vegetables. But what allows us to extend that is the fact that we don't use the fossil fuels to heat the greenhouses. That was a huge, huge game changer for us to come out of that fossil fuel system. So we heat with geothermal. We have a water heater that heats just the soil with hot water. We have one greenhouse, a solar house, which pulls hot air off the ceiling, puts it down in the gravel that's underneath the plant beds, and then that heat radiates up into the beds at night. And then our other greenhouse is a pit greenhouse, so it's 3 feet down into the earth, and it allows us to grow without the fossil fuels.
Right. So
one example I want to give you is the solar house. We got a grant from CSU back in 2004. And so we built the beds, and we were monitoring the backside of the calendar. So October to March, what could we grow? And in propane costs, it would have cost us $6,000 the first year, $7,000 the second year. We did this experiment for 3 years and $10,000 the third year. And I can produce about $3,600 worth of food in that same time period. So the equation was always upside down.
Yeah, right.
And so we got the grant, we put in the heat system, and it cost us $165 of electricity to run the heat system. So we went from a $10,000 bill to $165 bill for the season. Yeah, it was a huge, huge difference. Big game changer for us.
Well, that's a total game changer.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourselves off-grid or mostly off-grid? How would you describe that?
We're not off-grid, but, mm-hmm. We're not relying on big tanks of propane to heat our greenhouses and grow our food.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I would assume, like, that pit greenhouse, that just totally captures my imagination. Because
I love that one.
Was that one of your first greenhouses?
It was. My husband built that greenhouse for me so my children would never be in daycare. That was the whole purpose of the greenhouses, was so I could be a stay-at-home mom.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you had the kiddos out there with you in the garden.
In the dirt, in the garden. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jenny still works with us.
Uh-huh. She's that's your daughter.
34 now, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you've got other family members still living on the farm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Grandpa Jim is there. He moved there with his father, Mike, who actually purchased the farm in 1938. Jim was 8 years old when he moved there.
Oh, nice.
He's 92 now.
Oh, nice.
And he still is running around the farm and waters the cows and mows the lawn. And
still going strong.
Yep.
Yeah, that's super cool. I just like that. It's a family-oriented, not just your family, but other families as well that you support and that work there and that you get food out to. There's this whole nice nucleus going on there.
Yeah, we have our farm family. The farm currently is supporting five families income-wise, which I'm very proud of, that we can provide work in the valley here. And then our CSA is 30 families. Right now, we got a few more spots opening up for this next segment of our CSA. And then we have all of our volunteers that come in. I call them farm angels, and they really, really are. They just come in. They're so cheerful. They help. We trade them, you know, for produce and stuff. They help birth the lambs. So it's really is a truly a family.
Yeah, that's lovely. And for someone to get involved with the farm, either on a volunteer basis, you've got that going on. You've also got farm tours.
We got tours, and we also have interns. I teach people how to become farmers. So we teach the business skills, we teach the practical skills, and then we also mentor them in getting their businesses up and started.
Oh, wow.
So right now we have a young man on the farm that is going through the program. We've had six people go through the program so far.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations to those who have gleaned your knowledge. It's quite an extensive career that you have, if you want to call that a career. It's who you are.
It's who I am. Yeah.
I love that. 527-4868-866 KVNF now. Give us a call here. Lynn Gillespie from the Living Farm here in Paonia is our guest tonight. Let's talk a little bit about that education, because that's what we do here on As the Worm Turns. And you've got some great ways to connect with people to help train them on how to be a gardener. And one is your show that you have, which is your, is it High Performance Gardening?
Yeah, High Performance Gardening is the garden system that we grow everything in. So you can do it on a commercial level or you can do it on a home level. It works really, really great in people's backyards. So we have a demonstration garden. It's 128 square feet. So that's about the size of three king-size beds, if you can imagine that. And what we do is we demonstrate how to grow over $2,500 worth of organic produce in that smallest of a footprint with only a 15-minute-a-day commitment. And usually you'll have around 800 pounds of food by the time you're done with the end of the season.
Wow.
And we... I used to say, you know, we're on six continents because we are, you know, people, I mean, even in Tasmania, there's people all over the world that watch the show because it's online. So anybody mm-hmm. can tap in. And then I get this email one day and this lady, she's like, well, my son works in Antarctica at the Science Center and they watch your show down there.
No kidding.
And,
great.
And then they had this lady dressed up in a penguin suit holding a sign that said, Hello, Living Farm.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the greenhouse and next to the South Pole.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
So now I can claim all seven continents.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
It was so fun. I get so many great emails from people.
Oh, that's so exciting. You're so connected to the whole world. And that the world is thinking about food. Yay. Huh?
Yay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that show is something that listeners can access from your website.
Yes.
And you've got past years on there as well.
Yeah.
So your new season, though, is going to start in just a few weeks.
March 17th. We start season 8. And the way the show works is we follow this demonstration garden for 33 weeks. So we film every single week in the garden. So from the time I plant the seeds to the time we pull the garden out at the end of the season, you get to watch everything that I do in this high-performance system, which can grow about 10 times as much food in about half the space as a traditional row garden. So if you think of a row garden, think of 10 times as much food. And you don't need any tools. You can do it completely without tools. So it's wow. a very easy, fun backyard garden that has a lot of success for people.
Yeah, so I'm going to be watching that all year. That sounds perfect for me.
I have people that write in. They're like, yeah, I binge watched your show for the last 5 years. They're like, this is better than Netflix.
Yeah,
right. And I just laugh. So
well, watch out, folks. Some knowledge is coming. That sounds great. So that livingfarm.org is the website with a lot of information.
Yeah, there. You go there and then you just go under education and you look for the High Performance Garden Show. Mm-hmm. And you click on that. It's free. It's online. You can watch it anytime. The previous 7 years are up there free for everybody around the world. This is my gift back to the world.
Thank you so much.
This is my personal PBS series, you know.
That's beautiful.
So it's out there for everybody.
Awesome. Be sure to check that out, folks. We all can learn more about food and our farmers. I mean, that's...
Yeah, and just how to grow just a little bit of food in your backyard. Because I don't know about you guys, but the price of groceries these days is a little scary.
It is so scary. Yeah, it's really scary. And it's one of the reasons that you feel so maybe safe or secure in this valley is because of all the food that we have. And so also you can on the website look for the CSA, which you guys do?
Our CSA, yes. We run the CSA 50 weeks out of the year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty good CSA. We have a super high retention rate. We've had people that have been in it since 2002. So a lot of people stick with us. But then there's people that move in and out. So we do get openings. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 10 openings coming up in the next 2 weeks to start. I think it's March 17th is the second
segment.
That's
the start of your whole
get-go. The CSA is divided into 5 segments, so it's 10-week segments. Mm-hmm. So we've already done, we're almost the end of our first 10 weeks of feeding people, you know, because the greens grow year-round and we have all kinds of other stuff as well.
Yeah. And a lot of your systems up there, well, one is the cinder block beds. Would that be considered a system, or is that just
Cinder block is basically the way to contain the soil, because you can have different types. Everything we do is raised bed because the soil for vegetables is really not ideal. You know, 99% of us have the wrong kind of soil for vegetables. Mm-hmm. It's great for grass, but not so good for vegetables. So what we do is we create our own secret soil mix, and that goes into all the beds. So we just have to have a way to contain it. I like the cinder blocks because I can build it by myself. If I need to move it, it's semi-portable. I can pick it up, pack it in a truck, and move it, take my garden soil with me because I'm not going to give that up.
Yeah, right.
You know, so...
That's gold.
yeah, so we teach... we have 6 online courses, and we teach the different methods. We teach the different secret soil blends, the container, which the cinder block bed is a container, or we have container gardening. We do high-performance garden strawberries, so there's all kinds of different things that we teach in, along those lines.
Mm-hmm. And is that soil, I mean, that's definitely part of the secret sauce for the high-performance. Yeah.
Yeah, because you want your plants to live up to their full genetic potential, and they cannot do that if they're in a bad soil.
Okay,
so that's number
a good way
one.
To look at it. Yeah,
yeah, you got to get that soil right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like us just being in the right place and having the right air and good water.
That's right.
It's the same
thing. Right.
Just down to the microcosm level. Yeah, it's a good way to think about it. So strawberries, you mentioned strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a specialty up there at the Living Farm.
It is.
How do you do that? And that's part of the CSA too, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do raise, oh gosh, there's thousands of strawberry plants up there. And they start fruiting in April. And they're a day neutral variety. They'll fruit all the way to November. So our CSA can have strawberries any week of the year.
Wow.
So we rotate it around depending on, you know, who got it last time.
Sure.
They never show up in the trade box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we also do sell strawberries when we have extra down at Arbol. So we're on Arbol every Tuesday.
The farmer's market.
The farm market in the summer. And then we're also doing the winter Arbol market, but we won't have strawberries for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do that strawberries, is that a vertical system that you have going, or is it a couple of different
kinds?
Yeah,
we actually have some grow tubes that we grow in, and then they're on a rack, basically, so it's stacked up five high. Mm-hmm. And then the strawberries hang down over the edge so that we can pick them.
Is that all in a greenhouse?
We have some in the greenhouse, and we have some outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what allows. I think I read on your website just the temperature variation of those greenhouses, how it allows you to have warmer nights and actually cooler days because of how those greenhouses are set up.
Yeah. We love our greenhouses, especially this last week when it's blowing and snowing outside and we're in the greenhouse in our, you know, short sleeve shirts.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, we already got broccoli planted and onions and garlic and the kale and the spinach and carrots and beets.
Oh, wow. Already That's planted. Already in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are those going to stay in the greenhouse then? Do you move certain things outside? Those are just greenhouse.
Yeah, we'll start. First, we start indoors in the greenhouse with our cool weather plants, and then we put in our warm weather plants. Like I got cucumbers, tomatoes, and squash that'll go in here in the next week. That's all indoors. And then we move outdoors, and then we plant our cool weather plants outdoors, and then we plant our warm weather plants outdoors. So we have basically four seasons that we're working with.
Right, right. Yeah. That's a lot of planning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And you continue to grow up there, to add beds, to add all kinds of different things to your...
Uh-huh. It's a living, growing, changing business all the time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun because I get to choose, well, what do I want to play with? The young man that's working with us, he's going to be a farmer. He's actually working with mushrooms, the gourmet mushrooms, the button mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So we set up a room just for him to experiment with mushrooms and how to grow them and stuff like that.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. They're really tasty.
I bet. And it was hard to find some mushrooms not too long ago here. I mean, I don't know what happened to that, but more mushrooms for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 527-4868-866 KVNF now. Lynn Gillespie from The Living Farm here in Paonia is our guest tonight. So much going on up there. We talked a little bit about the CSA. The farm tours, people can come up and take a tour of the farm, which is really nice. Bring the kids, and it's beautiful up there.
Yeah. We have our tours June through September, so people can come in the summertime and they can pet the lambs, see the strawberries growing and all the different grow systems that we have. And it's really fun because I get people that come back with their kids or their grandkids and they're like, well, I toured this farm, you know, way back when, and I remember. And it's like, how do you remember this 25 years ago?
But oh, cool.
It's really cool. The farm really touches their souls.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just something that I've noticed as new people are coming into the valley, that just is something that you can see the spark in their eye and their self, where they just light up that they're seeing actually where their food comes from.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. If you're listening and you are new to our listening area, next time you're up here in Paonia, be sure to bring your kids, bring yourself over to the Living Farm and take that tour.
And right now we have our farm market. We have a market on the farm that's open 11 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday. And people can come up year round and see the farm and see our wool products and stuff like that. And if you ask, we'll take you back to see the sheep because they're pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your market sounds amazing because you've got all kinds of fresh food there. So you don't have to be a member of the CSA. You can come up and purchase it from the market.
But if you want strawberries, you almost have to be in the CSA.
Because those are well sought after.
We're going to plant another like 400 plants this year to see if we can help, you know, alleviate the lack of strawberries.
Right. Yeah. Can you ever have enough berries?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Berries and mushrooms, for sure.
Yeah.
But then you have, as you mentioned, different products up there, felted products, wool products, because you've got all this livestock that's also on the farm.
We have about 200 sheep. Some are dairy and some are wool sheep. And so then we shear in the spring and then we wash all the wool. And then we in-house, we have a felting studio. We have about four of us that felt. And so we make slippers, hats, mittens, kitchen items, artwork. We do artwork out of the wool.
You have a great felted wool vest on.
Yeah, we pretty much live in them.
Yeah, super cute. And one of my favorite purses is a felted wool purse from the Living Farm. Yeah. I love it.
So it's just a fun shop to be in, and it's all local stuff. We have a couple like local artists that have their things in the store as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Living Farm is up at 39776 Green Tractor Road.
Uh-huh.
Is that out on the road to Crawford?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of out that way, if between Crawford and Paonia.
Yeah, it's off of Crawford Road.
Yeah, and I think there's a nice sign out there that...
Yep. Got a big turkey on it.
That's right. And you got turkeys on the farm.
Yes, we do.
Are those big, beautiful heritage turkeys?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Big tom turkeys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you've got sheep and turkeys.
We have cows.
Cows.
We have an Angus cross herd, about 50 head.
Oh, wow.
So we have organic grass-fed beef and lamb. And the meat, I mean, the animals are just born on the farm, raised there, and they only make one trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's, so you've got animals, you've got greens, you've got strawberries growing, you're making products from your animals and hides and things. And it's just that whole closed loop. I mean, it's just a nice contained system up there.
You know, it all starts and ends with the compost pile.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it.
That's the connecting piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so all season long, you must be making compost.
We make big piles, and then when it's time to like activate that pile, then we'll stop adding to it, and then we'll stir it with the tractor, and it'll cook for 3 or 4 weeks. And then we let that cool down, and then it's ready to use whenever we want to.
Yeah, so that's just an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. 527-4868-866 KVNF now. You've also got something which just bringing people to the farm, which is so important. You're part of Harvest Host. Can you explain what Harvest Host is?
Harvest Host is a really neat organization. There's about 280,000 members to it. I think it's like $100 to be a member. And what you get from that is you get to stay on different farms, wineries, golf courses, all over the United States. And you get to stay for free each night. So you can go farm to farm to farm to farm all over the United States touring in your RV. And it's the RVs are, you know, they're all self-contained. So they come in, they park. We usually give them a tour. They shop in the store. And I've just met the nicest people from all over the U.S.
Right, right.
Yeah, just come in and hang out on the farm for a night.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like a great adventure to be on with your kids is to visit farms.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just
totally.
RV around the country.
Yeah.
So that's called Harvest Host, and you can probably find more information on that.
Yeah, you can go online and check it out.
All right. So bringing people... from outside into the community is what you're doing. And you're also generating a lot of revenue there to help the community.
Yeah, it's really, really important that we bring money back into this community to keep it alive. So that's why I'm really proud to, you know, be able to support 5 different families from the things that we do. So we sell our online courses worldwide. We sell our wool products nationwide. And we just keep bringing that back and creating jobs on the farm.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then you've got that extra value, the X factor of educating people and getting them to grow their own food. And that is so huge.
It's really, really important. You know, if your child grows up and he can't play tennis, well, you know, that's probably okay. But if your child grows up and can't garden, that could be life-threatening at some point, either in his life or maybe two or three generations down the line. So if we're not passing this information down through our family lines, we could be in trouble at some point. So
wow, that's a poignant way to put that. Absolutely. I think that a lot of us that grow up in a suburban or a non-rural area probably learn some gardening techniques from our parents, and it's really just putting seeds in the dirt and watering it. Yeah. And I think that that's been the biggest educational thing for me here, is to really learn about the soil. And
yeah, you could starve to death with some of the education that people have.
Yeah, right. But
what I like about our education is the garden is fun. So you want to do it, and people want to do it. You're successful, it's fun, it's productive. And we take the struggle out so that people will continue doing it, and they will teach other people.
Yeah, they'll pass on that knowledge. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. I think we find that a lot on this show is just even callers that call in and have something to add to the conversation, a different way that they do things, some things that make it easier for others, all of that. So sharing information and sharing knowledge.
Oh, definitely. We have to pass that down.
Have to pass that down. And I love that family core thing that you have as well. You also grow grains out there and all of your alfalfa.
Yeah, we grow all the hay for
hay.
All the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, like I said, it's a very closed loop. And then when we're making our compost pile, we know where everything's coming from.
Right, you're not going to have some outside influence coming in. And then you yourself, busy doing all this gardening and farming, you also do a lot of preserving and canning and putting up food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The grocery store is optional for us.
I was going to ask, you know.
We can go if we want.
Uh-huh. But you pretty much have everything you need.
We do like chocolate.
Yeah, right. You're not growing
But
chocolate.
I don't have to have chocolate, right?
It's always nice to have some kind of dessert, but I bet that sheep milk, you can make some really tasty things.
Oh, we make amazing cheese with that.
Yeah. Is that in your market as well, the cheese?
No, the cheese is not the market.
That's for family only? Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe a few CSA family members, but.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice. And I think the other thing that I appreciate about your method and style is that to make it fun.
It has to be fun.
Yeah.
Or you won't repeat it.
Yeah, right. Now, I can go 15 minutes a day having fun with just my three-size, king-size beds.
Yes.
To get this just bounty of food, really.
That's enough to feed 2 to 3 people and have some to preserve. So.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to unplug and dive into the garden.
Yeah. One of your statistics here, the results of your high-performance gardening is that you could save at least, probably, maybe even more now, but $2,500 in groceries.
We've done over $2,500 every year in the garden show. Last year, we topped out at 3,000 some and change. It was our best year yet.
Wow.
But that's with prices from 10 years ago. So I haven't increased the prices. But the cool thing is, if I'm picking food from my garden, you know, if I'm doing comparative pricing, it's not going to grow from the garden.
Right,
but right. But yeah, nowadays it's, yeah, we all need the garden to survive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate all of the knowledge that you put out there for us. And folks, again, the website is thelivingfarm.org. And you can find out about the High Performance Gardening Show, which is going to take you through every day of Lynn's life for the next 50 weeks. You can binge watch the previous shows, which I'm going to probably start on right tonight.
It's pretty fun, yeah.
And again, the store is up there at The Living Farm, and you can visit, you can take tours. Just an amazing garden farm and a part of this community, and we thank you so much for that.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the air.
Pleasure to have you, and we will bring you back during the summer and check in with you. And that's going to do it for us this week. Lance is back next week on As the Worm Turns, so thanks for listening to KVNF. Good night.
you're apt to make a sign to. I gotta get that I love so. Low, little low and low.
Support for KVNF comes from Earth Friendly Supply Company, offering organic gardeners a large selection of soils, amendments, pest and disease control, and garden tools. Open year-round, serving indoor and outdoor gardeners, and offering a seasonal plant nursery. Located between Paonia and Hotchkiss on Highway 133, more information is available at 970-399-7598 or shopearthfriendly.com.
This is Bird Note. I'm Adeh Ben Salahuddin, and in June of 2022, I worked as a volunteer research assistant on a tiny island off the coast of Maine with the National Audubon Seabird Institute. This was during peak hatch, the busiest time of the year at these breeding colonies. Common terns are the predominant species here, and thousands of them were emerging from their eggs. It's a very noisy place. But every once in a while, particularly in the evenings, the chorus would suddenly go dead silent, as every adult tern dove over the rocky cliffs, deserting their young. Then, rising on air currents, they'd return. This strange behavior is called dreading, and it's not clear why terns do it. At first, I thought it was a response to a predator, but often, there's no threat to be seen. Some researchers have suggested it's a form of social bonding for the flock, to help them coordinate flight patterns for long-distance migratory journeys. Or, maybe, it's just for fun. If that's the case, it must be pretty entertaining, because terns will stop whatever they're doing to join the dread, even if that means their hungry chicks will have to wait a few extra seconds for dinner time. Learn more about dreading at birdnote.org.